Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Joe.
Stay tuned for this episode. It's one of the most annoying ever. I get offended once every 2 minutes.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Sanegato. Today we got two guests.
We've got Philip Corbin. Oh, am I allowed to say your name like that?
He has not heard his last name in years.
Oh, my bad.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I can't even say your name on this.
No, you can. I don't care. It's all right.
Or Phil from Chico.
Philip Corbin. That's my dad. Okay.
My dad's name is Dino.
Do you want us to start over?
No, that's fine.
Fine, okay.
That sounds terrible.
I just made it way more. Okay, and we've got Usama Siddiqui.
Hey!
Did I say it right?
No.
How do you say it?
Usama Siddiqui.
Siddiqui.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
I love this podcast. I love it.
I just want everyone to know that Kate is currently wearing a robe.
Fortune teller garb.
It's a robe, but it's all cheetah print.
I think it's a headscarf.
I can see your future, and it's cats.
You're such
Bam!
An asshole. I thought I looked like a fiery dragon queen sorceress. That's what I was going for. Yeah, who's alone forever and never has to shave her vagina because no one sees it. But
it's always vaginas with you, Kate. Oh, my God.
Always. It's always unshaved vaginas with you.
Okay.
Yeah, well... that's how my puss is rolling these days.
And we're here.
Anyway, I love these two guests. We all went on, when was this? Like 3 or 4 months ago?
It was late August.
We went on a road trip to Pennsylvania, and we called it Auntie Kate's Threesome.
Because we were doing, by the way, actual threesome. No. Yeah, we were doing a show.
Yeah.
And Usama hosted, Phil featured.
Whoa, buddy.
Usama featured.
Yeah. Oh, you hosted. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
We're easy to get confused.
I know. Because people think that I'm as...
And my birthday's September 11th and you...
It is. I am September 11th.
Yes. Yeah. So people get us confused all the time.
You know me. You know how we get.
Interchangeable jokes.
Yeah. Is your birthday actually September 11th?
It is actually September 11th.
I was in fourth grade when September 11th happened. There was this girl, Presley's birthday, and she brought cupcakes. She was crying the entire day.
Good.
Looking back, that was hilarious.
Yeah. A little selfish. Something bigger is happening, Presley.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Relax. Fuck your cupcakes, all right?
Yeah.
We were cheering for very different reasons.
That's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
Hey, I've endured like 14 years. I get to the jokes now. I can do the jokes, okay?
I don't celebrate birthdays anymore. I'm still, to this day, I'm 13 years old right now.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. My left earbud is out, but I guess this is kind of...
It's not an earbud, it's a headphone, buddy.
Whatever, buddy.
We're in the big leagues.
That's natural September 11th. Your opinion doesn't matter.
All right, that's true. I don't exist.
By the way, my OBGYN
of course,
is Muslim.
Go.
No, just
vaginas.
Listen.
Vaginas.
Fine, my doctor is Muslim, and he said that for real, going to the airport, he has to leave like 2 to 3 hours
earlier.
Sure. I get a mess.
I get randomly selected every single time.
Really?
Every single time.
That's what he said. Randomly selected.
But I get it. Like, if they didn't select me, I'd be like, what's going on here? What kind of job are you doing?
Do you guys not care?
Right. You saw me. Like, this is good. I can't be a big... That's how much PC weigh. We can't be a bigot that much. Like, but yeah, every single time. And I like it. It's good. And so, one time I try...
I like it.
What? It's good. It's healthy. Like, it's... I know I don't have any bombs on me,
How do you feel about Trump with this whole, if you're Muslim, you shouldn't even live?
Did he say that? Because I, saw that.
He just recently said that.
Did someone take it out of context? Yeah. I don't even know.
No, he's pretty.
You take it in context, and it sounds like it's out of context.
Yeah,
that's how
someone fucked this up somewhere. Yeah, I gotta find the real thing. But he really was just like, hey, Muslims, no shot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Which, I mean, there's literally a picture now that got put up in New York City of... him with a Hitler mustache behind in front of
swastika.
Swastika. And
it's huge.
I mean, hello. It
took me,
he is.
Huge.
He's
took me all
he's
night.
Similar.
It
huge.
I'm not
it's
into
huge.
Him, obviously.
It's, I'm not. I don't know politics. He might be awesome.
He seems
to be honest.
He's
that's
definitely
how,
not.
That's
awesome.
How disconnected I am. I have no idea what's going
that
on.
That is so Chico of you, right now.
I don't know what's happening. I was gonna vote for Barack again.
He hates. Is Jimmy Carter still a thing? I got to vote right here, buddy.
I don't...
I feel bad about that stuff because I know how stupid I am, you know? So I don't get involved with any of it because I'm so afraid of pushing the wrong button, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to vote for the next Hitler on accident.
Okay. You already sound like one who supports Hitler. So like,
I just don't do anything. No. I kind of throw my hands up and I eat mac and cheese and just watch everything on TV.
First
I don't
of
really
all,
give a shit.
I know I'm being corny, anti-Kate's threesome mom right now.
Oh, shit.
But, Phil, you are not stupid, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
he is. He's so smart. I love his comedy.
Get out of here.
He just doesn't know about politics. Okay. Who cares if you know about politics? I was supposed to be on Red Eye this past week. And I had to, you know, start reading the topics. Red Eye is on Fox. It's like late, like 3 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
But you're on
Hence
a panel.
The name. All right.
Yeah, you're on a panel talking about different politic issues, whatever. But I don't
politic
know.
Issues.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know politics.
You got it going on. The political chits.
Chat. We're going to chat about politics.
Whatever.
Gavin.
But it doesn't
GOP.
Mean I'm stupid that I don't know about it. It's just that's not my. I'd rather talk about energies. Feelings.
Right, not energy.
Wait,
feelings.
Did you do it?
Energies, right.
Did you go on it?
No, the shooting in California happened like an hour or two before car picked
Holy
me up.
Shit.
So they want to do footage the whole night.
Holy
I don't want,
shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So I'm going to be on in like a month instead.
I just feel like whenever you have an opinion about politics, it's like you don't know anything. So whenever someone has an opinion, it's like you're always going to be misinformed or uninformed. That's why I can't get into it.
By the way, Usama is
sorry,
a mean...
I tried being a sincere guy for 1 second, and you guys looked at me like I was a weirdo. Like,
no,
okay,
we
that's
liked
the last real comment
fuck
I made.
This guy.
Trying to actually answer the question? What's going on here?
Hilarious.
Usama is a mean beatboxer.
A mean...
Yeah, he is.
Can you do some beats for us real quick?
Yeah, just monkey dance?
Yes, okay. Please.
All right. I feel like
it's so funny.
I feel like I'm naked
starts,
right now.
No,
I feel like I'm naked.
Because
like you just like, took my pants
during
off.
During our car ride, he won't shut the fuck up.
Straight up.
It's right? But then the moment you give him permission.
Because it becomes a thing then. I don't like when it becomes a thing, you know?
Are you okay at sex where the girl's like, fuck me, give me an orgasm, and you're like,
That's what I do regardless of what she says. That's me.
Even if she says no.
No, stop projecting, okay? Stop projecting. Okay.
Beatbox.
Auntie Kate's a bitch. Wearing weird leopard print. Ew, what are you, 40? What the divorcee. Divorcee.
Hilarious.
Wait, when you said mean beatboxer, did you mean like good or mean?
I meant good, but now I meant mean. I take it back, I mean mean. Wait, so that show that we did together, we get up to the door, okay, and there's the flyer hanging by the door with a picture of my face on the poster, and I'm wearing the same dress in the picture that I am that night.
And I'm like, did you just wear this from forever?
He just called me out, and it was like the funniest.
You should have said that. She's like, I'm wearing the same thing.
I went on stage, and
I was
like,
her face was so confident on the poster, like, I don't wear the same thing every day. It's like, it's
I've been wearing this for a year now.
So funny.
But it was a very fun trip.
It was a fun trip.
Did anybody else like kind of wonder? Because we did it in basically like a coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
In the middle of a castle.
It was it was crazy.
It was like a castle with a courtyard. In the middle of a courtyard, they took out the guillotine, you know, and they put it in a coffee shop. You know what I'm saying?
I got off stage, and while you were on stage, I went to the barista person, and I was just like, do you guys have whiskey?
Yeah, yeah.
And they gave me a fat cup of whiskey.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah. Like me and Usama,
we
bought that bottle of Jameson.
Yeah, we went down,
Oh, Usama, he passed the fuck out on the ride home.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, yeah, I passed. I dreamed that you were a cool person. It was good.
You're such an asshole.
How long is the drive?
2 hours,
something
about.
Like that.
But Phil was drinking heavily that trip, so we were stopping every half hour, every bar we passed. Phil was like, "I'm gonna get a shot."
Yeah, we did that. I forgot about that. That was
you forgot.
You forgot because you went to sleep.
Yeah, boy.
You were blackout.
Oh man, it was so fun.
And Auntie Kate was just enabling me the whole way back.
You know what?
Phil, you're a winner.
I'm working on.
Shots.
the whole way back.
I'm working on not enabling people anymore. And you're cutting back on your drinking, actually.
I have. I made a promise in October that after November 1st, I would stop smoking and drinking.
Yay.
Oh, shit.
And it is December 9th, and I haven't smoked since yesterday.
Dude. Oh, my God.
And I haven't drank alcohol since Monday. So
Phil,
you can do it.
No!
2 or 3 days.
You can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
shh. I think it's real friends.
I've definitely cut it back.
Okay, awesome.
I've cut back a lot. That's why I'm coughing.
I promise you I'm joking, but also, whoa. I don't know. This is awesome, dude. Is it the girlfriend thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right.
I have like a reason to stick around for a while now, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want to slowly kill yourself anymore?
I didn't want to slowly kill myself.
You want to quickly kill yourself.
I wanted to die.
Who wants to slowly kill themselves?
I wanted to get out
like,
of here as soon as possible. I was very done.
Oh, God.
But
awesome.
I don't know.
Oh, now you found love. You're getting healthy.
Yeah, it's so
I'm proud of you,
gay.
Phil.
You know what's really funny? It is gay, first of all. But like also,
gay.
In open mics, right, when a comic says like things that are good about their lives, like he's like, yo, I have a girlfriend now. Every comic in the room is like, like, fuck you. It's a weird energy. Like he's trying to better himself as a person. We're all like, dude, pussy. Like, it's terrible. It's
not good. Me. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
Oh,
we know that.
You'd be proud of him if you killed someone. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my baby's a go-getter. My baby gets things done.
I really wonder how you would react if I called you and was like, hey, I just killed someone. What do I do? I do remember
Phil.
One time. I did
call
text her
Phil.
One time. Yeah. I was like, Kate, I need you to do me a favor. And she's like, what? I was like, I think I might have herpes. And I was like, I'm going to send you a picture of my dick and just let me know. And she goes, what? Do you remember that?
I was so confused. I was just like, Joe, I really care about you, but no. Like, I was going to say it really nicely. Like,
that's how nurturing you are, though. People feel comfortable sending their herpes dick pics.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to send you a dick pic right now.
Do you have herpes?
I don't.
Okay, all right. But you look good enough to have herpes.
It's cool. I got it. It's fine.
Yeah. Was it a pimple?
No, it was nothing. I just made it up.
Just so you could send you a dick pic.
Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't send her anything.
He just wanted to test me out and make me be like, I just don't.
How nurturing are you? That's so funny. Oh my God. That's so
herpes
funny.
Scare? Have you had a herpes scare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a herpes scare.
It was just a girl I banged. Consensually. And then it was like
gotta slide that in there, you know.
Yeah.
PC world.
And then it was pimples on my dick. It was just weird pimples. Because like my dick was allergic to the latex that I was using.
Okay, you can stop now.
What?
I really don't want to hear about a pimple on your dick.
Okay.
Herpes scare?
You're talking about hairy vaginas. Hairy vaginas, pimple, penis.
Still
same.
Gets it in.
Okay. Ooh, you know I make the pussy
hair.
Wet. You know I make the
no,
pussy
I
wet.
No, I don't actually know that.
Y'all know I make the pussy
I
wet.
I feel like
anyway.
Any girl who bangs you has to be like at least a quarter lesbian. Like there's no way... There's no way any girl that bangs you is into like manly men with big strong arms. They're into girls that look like
boy.
Them, kind of.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
And you guys can like share clothes.
Yeah. The first thing girls say is, "I like your earrings." So maybe that
is.
Yeah,
I feel like you guys switch out on jewelry. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a girl's earrings right now, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can pull it off, buddy.
I'm just confident.
I'm kidding. I'm sure you're an excellent lover.
Oh God! Terrible,
oh,
Kate.
God. The Crusher. They call me the Crusher.
Oh, okay. Let's get to our emails.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
There's too much libido at this table right now. I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
It's not enough.
Yeah, it's just your presence here
what
is
up?
Getting everyone worked up.
I literally almost brought my girlfriend with me today to watch this podcast.
Why?
But then I was like. I was like, we
between
talked
the
about
two yeah. of us. Oh.
We us three talked about
oh, yeah.
some stuff
oh,
in that
yeah.
car,
oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa. Now she's gonna hear this.
I like your
what
girl. She was there. I remember when I met her. She came into my show. You guys laughed a lot at me, and I was like, I like them.
No, she likes you too. She likes you too. She was mad.
No,
she couldn't
we
come.
Liked each other.
So many times at your shows, I'm always like, I'm cracking up. I'm dying. And
well,
then...
I always know when you're in there, and it makes. And I feel like you could be the only one laughing because you get me now. No, I love when you're in the audience.
It
makes me happy.
Good times.
Like the first time you tried the Taylor Swift joke, I think it was not quite hitting, and I was just
show?
The Taylor Swift thing when you first did it.
Oh.
And it wasn't connected. I was just like, you fools! You fools.
This is comedy gold, don't you see?
So great. It's so great.
I would love to see you have a breakdown like that on stage.
I don't break down,
guys,
though.
Guys, this is good, okay? Yeah. That was me for her. I was in the back of the crowd like, no! Stop the show.
Do I need to spoon feed it to you people?
No.
He just jumps. He jumps on fucking stage and takes the mic.
No. Stop.
You don't get it.
Stop. Say the joke again, Kate. Do it again. Yeah. Do it again. Now that, like, oh god, like some mom who's too into the soccer game. Oh god, that, ref. That was
that had to have happened at least. You
know. No, I mean I'm a pro now, so
not
then
you.
Laugh.
I'm saying.
Oh. I don't mean that in a dick, but I mean, like, I think when I started, I'd be like, you guys don't like me. Too soon?
Too soon for
that.
Okay.
I did that once.
The too soon?
No, I jumped on stage and, like, got mad at the audience.
Oh, what?
Really?
Somebody
whose
else.
Joke?
Phil, you can't do
your
that.
Own joke.
I was very drunk, first of all. God. This is when I first started in Chico, and there was a comedian. He lives in L.A. now named Will Craig up there.
Okay.
Nobody and, so, like, yeah, people were just being dicks, and I was way too drunk, and I jumped on stage with him. Like, you guys have to realize how hard this is.
You didn't even say if the joke was good. You're just saying, yo, comedy
and
is
you
hard.
You know what, the worst? I don't remember the joke at all.
Yeah. Like, like a rape joke, and you're like, no, this is art. This is art.
Hilarious. I haven't done it since. It was pretty embarrassing the next day.
If something like that happened and some guy got on stage and was screaming, I'm in the audience, then I would be fucking lose my mind.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love for somebody to do that to me. I'd probably just give them the mic. Just walk
I'll
like,
do
you're
it.
You're
I'll
smarter
do
than everybody here. Fuck it.
You'd be a good guy to do that too, because sometimes you go across the line and it's like, no, you don't get to not laugh at that one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you.
I believe in all
this
of you.
Almost sounds insincere. You say it so much that it's like you have to convince yourself that you believe in him.
I do believe in Phil, actually, from the start.
I appreciate it up top.
Okay. Yeah, we've got each other's back.
That's true.
By the way, everyone.
Like this, son.
Yeah, it's true. But Phil, I told the story about the Craigslist ad when I accidentally posted the wrong thing on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And people started changing my ad. It was probably Usama. Anyway. But yeah, and how I freaked on Phil. But because I thought you added all the offensive stuff, but you just added that you're a stud.
Yeah. Literally at the bottom I wrote, and Phil from Chico super hot or something like that. But other people had started adding in, like, no Puerto Ricans, no cripples, like stuff. And I texted
And you know
like,
me, I was mortified.
I texted
you love
Kate,
Puerto Ricans.
Hey, Kate, just wanted to let you know that somebody could totally mess with you. Fucking asshole, I can't believe it.
That she was off.
I thought it was you who did the no Puerto Ricans, no cripples, and that hurt my soul.
No, definitely
that's
wasn't
such
me.
A good rule.
I would. No, yeah.
That's so sensible.
It's so sensible.
It's
not.
I mean, like, from
it's not
it being
bad
funny. Not like no.
Oh, I thought you meant like that is actually very smart.
No, I'm not saying that.
I was like,
this
is where we lose a lot of listeners.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? No Puerto Ricans, no cripples, no blacks.
I meant like it's funny that someone thought to write that. Like, no Puerto Ricans or cripples. Like, I would have never thought of that.
Why'd I believe that you thought that was a good idea? What do you look like to me?
It was probably Joe.
No, Joe said if he had seen that, he would have added the craziest shit.
No, that's what I was saying too. Like, not that I wouldn't have said no Puerto Ricans, no cripples. I would have said that, but I feel like if I wouldn't do it to you, but if Usama had posted a Craigslist ad,
I'm okay with that.
It would get flagged and the FBI would come and find him because.
And that's also what I believe. So that's good. Thank you. That's like me if I forgot about it. And you're, oh, thanks, Phil, for filling the gaps.
Okay, let's go to our email.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I recently met a guy on Tinder and went out with him. And went out with him a few times. The guy was a gentleman, super sweet, and we had a lot in common. But I felt that he was holding something back from me. One day, while walking back to my place, he finally opened up. He told me that I was very attractive and that I had an awesome personality, but he wasn't looking for someone with my level of education and the job
I
hold.
Hilarious.
Meanwhile, he himself had a great job and a very good education. He told me it was intimidating and kind of a turnoff for men everywhere.
Not men everywhere.
Whoa.
So it keeps going on, but I want to talk about what you guys think about this.
So he was like, you're way too smart. I got to get the fuck out of here.
He was saying it wasn't attractive how smart she was, the good education she had.
I
honestly think that this is a cop-out, like, because he wants to break up with her.
No.
We don't think so?
No.
I think it's a bullshit excuse.
It's a bullshit excuse, but not because he wants to break up with her.
You don't think so? Like,
it was one date,
they're
though.
Not in a relationship to be breaking up. What it is he wants a girl that he can fuck whenever he wants, but he also wants to fuck other girls, and he doesn't want a girl who's going to catch him fucking other girls. That's all that is.
Okay, I like that. That's actually better.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
He wants a stupid girl who, when he's like, hey, babe, I'm going to the mall to watch the dog races. She's like, they have
what?
Dog
wait,
races
wait,
at
wait,
the mall
what?
Now? He's like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. And then she just believes every bullshit he says. He wants a dumb girl. But if he says that to
have
this...
Have you ever used that excuse, Phil?
I've said some pretty outrageous shit to girls. And
okay.
No, nah, actually, I've always tried to be pretty honest.
Dog race at the mall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that girl would be like, right, that's
he
funny.
Wants a girl who would think, oh, okay, there's dog races at the mall now. He doesn't want a girl who's going to, like, Google it at work and then call him, like, how's that dog race? He doesn't want that headache.
That's one possible theory, and I'm on board.
Okay.
Kind of.
Were you? Your eyebrows said no. Fuck no.
And pretty much your whole demeanor.
But
no, I'm not. I agree that that could be a possibility for a lot of dudes, but I feel like there are also guys out there who don't want to date or be in an intense relationship with a girl who's going to be smarter than them because of their ego.
Ego, right?
They want to be the guy who's smart in the relationship.
Yeah, but by being that guy, you're being stupid.
Absolutely.
You're being a fucking idiot if you don't want a girl who's smarter than you.
Your girl's smarter than you,
yeah.
Right?
My girl's way smarter than you.
What does she do again? She's in school for
She's
like...
She's in school to be a chemical
nuclear,
engineer.
Yeah.
A chemical engineer.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
my girl's mom's way smarter than me. I love that.
Yeah.
Because...
Why?
Because I can just be a shitty comedian
An
for the
idiot,
rest
right.
of my life.
Right. You're already there,
and
buddy.
She, as soon as she graduates...
You made it!
I know. That's what I'm saying. As soon as she graduates and gets a job...
Congratulations to us!
I'm on the couch. I'm in the house. I'm chilling.
We graduated.
I'm very lazy.
Dude, I like the idea of a smart woman. Not someone who's like genuinely smarter than me. I don't know. I think it's an ego thing, too, a little bit. I think... What is relationship but a little ego on both sides, you know? So I like a girl who's smart, but like super, super smarter than me, I feel dumb. I don't like feeling dumb.
That's what I was telling you before. Like, this happened to me, except a girl was like rich, and I'm not like rich or anything, you know what I'm saying? So like,
no, your white undershirt isn't from Dolce & Gabbana?
No, it's not. It's not. Pack of three. It was like $10. But she was like really rich. Like, she had fucking... like, her dad had Ferraris and, like, all this shit. So I was like, I feel like Aladdin and shit. I was like, I can't do this.
Buddy, I feel
I
you.
I can do that, too.
Every day, buddy. Every day. Because they tell me that.
You're so stupid.
Hey.
I could do that.
That was my comeback with you're so stupid.
Can you make another joke about your race?
Hey! Usama. That was my comeback. What?
I said, can you make another joke about your race? I feel like there haven't been enough from you.
Definitely Ooh. Hasn't been enough.
Whoa.
She got upset about the vagina
Whoa.
Comment.
Oh, it's the hairy vagina attack. Okay. Okay.
Notice how she took her leopard print off.
Yeah.
No, hold on. No. It got hot in here.
I didn't
that
even
is
know.
That's not why. I did not let you guys intimidate me. That is not why.
Auntie Kate still got it. Auntie Kate still got it. Auntie Kate still got it. Oh,
stop laughing so
hard. I didn't even notice that. I didn't even
notice.
You're
egging him. You're enabling
him. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Mr. Corbin is passing out.
Mr. Corbin with the kill.
It's so hot in here.
Mr. Corbin with the kill.
It is hot in here.
Usama and Phil kept their jackets on.
You guys are dicks. Okay. Joe, what were you saying about the rich thing? So it was intimidating. Or not even intimidating, just uncomfortable because you weren't used to it.
Yeah, because I felt like, what the fuck can I even offer this person?
You know what? Yeah, exactly. What can I offer this person? Yeah. I feel like that's an ego thing, too, I feel like.
Unconditional
and then she's like, am
love?
I bringing this person
Thank
down?
Thank you,
and
Phil.
Straight up. Well, yeah. Offer her unconditional love, and if you're uncomfortable, she'll buy you a nice, comfortable pair of slippers and shit, and you will be just fine.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I wish my girl was rich, and I'll tell you another thing. My girl wishes she was rich, too.
Okay.
All right. That shit. I don't know.
So, I think relationships, you can't extricate the ego from that. Unconditional love is, it takes time, right? And to get there, you have to go through all the ego, I feel like.
I feel like unconditional love builds your ego. Like,
okay. Oh, okay.
Like, but the fact that this person who I'm fucking crazy in love with loves me back the way I love her is what builds you up. All that other shit is just side.
Can I say
That's
something
beautiful.
Quickly? I just quickly, just don't get used to it, but like I'm really happy for you guys.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Do not get used to it.
Can you cut that part out so he just knows and nobody else knows?
We're gonna cut out.
It's awesome.
I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. And I'm not saying, listen, if you're at a place where your ego is still like intimidated by a girl who's either powerful or smart or whatever, that's where you're at. You can't force it, because if you're going to be in a relationship force like that the whole time, you're just going to feel like I'm a piece of shit compared to this person.
Right.
But that's not about her. That's about you.
I find it sexy, though. I find my ego being destroyed sexy.
So like, right. right, like she's so like I can't handle her. I find that sexy, but also intimidating. So it.
So it could be
out.
A good thing.
Yeah, but it's sexy, but it's also scary. And maybe it's more scary than sexy at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think for guys who don't want a girl that's smarter than them, fine, but use a bitch.
Most girls are smarter than them. Yeah. I mean, the hoe is a hoe. That's a certain type of time, you know?
What?
Absolutely. That's
what
true.
Are you
also,
talking
also,
about?
A hoe is a
we
hoe.
Should, we should
what?
Also
what?
Make sure we set the difference between, like, a girl that you're actually having a relationship.
Okay, and a hoe.
And a hoe.
Okay, okay.
Wait,
okay.
wait. What are you talking about?
Have you not heard the word hoe? Hoe is a term in the urban
for
community.
Sure.
What?
You don't want a smart hoe.
I don't want a smart hoe.
Okay,
that's dangerous.
First of all,
it's the worst thing ever. Because
they know how to get it, gets it in.
Honestly, I'm just doing this to piss Kate off.
Yeah.
yeah, did you see me? I'm literally like,
hoes being hoes, huh?
No.
Hoes being hoes.
Kate's acting like she's never heard that word.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Is,
no,
this
no, no,
hoe?
No, no.
What is the hoe?
Not in my stand up in Y Labs.
I
want to
know
right?
what he meant by the word hoe. Like, oh, you think because a girl wants to just fuck
oh,
she
no.
a hoe?
No, 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 no.
That's why I'm asking what you mean.
A hoe is a girl that it's a hoe.
Yeah, it's a hoe. Dude,
I
exactly.
thought there was going to
exactly.
be something. I swear to
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
A hoe, it's
thank
a,
you, Phil.
It's a yeah. bird. It's a girl you fuck and
right.
you it's might a, call back, but
right.
you might not.
It's
and
a,
if you don't,
right.
it's not a big deal because she's hoeing with somebody else.
She's also hoeing.
Yeah.
A la hoe.
What
know?
Would you call a guy hoe?
Yeah. A hoe?
A bro.
Okay.
A cool guy.
A bro hoe? No!
A super cool dude. yeah. See also Usam Siddiq.
Sit down. Sit down.
When's the last time you had sex, Usama?
Today.
Are you serious?
I had sex with Kate over here, yeah.
Wow. Look at you. I just got real sad. I was like, well, for me, it's been a while. So
Katie.
TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
That's so fun. That's the meanest comment you could have said all the time.
TikTok.
That was the meanest thing I ever said today.
Wow.
TikTok? Oh, for sure.
I'm glad Never. I'm on top. No one's gonna knock me off.
You know what? But I think girl hoes are cool just like guy hoes are cool.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect.
Like I love sluts. Like I did. I'm sorry.
No, I'm for you. No, keep going.
But
keep going.
I think they're like the best people.
Because they're cool too. They got like a dude's personality almost.
Yeah, they're
right.
Like, hey, let's fuck.
Let's
and have
fuck.
Fun.
Absolutely.
And then
sex
you know, you go do what you do. You,
right.
I'll do what I do, and then maybe we'll meet up and do it again.
That is sex without the ego. I feel like.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
I disagree. I think a lot of people who have sex like that, they're actually trying to fill a void. It's kind of like someone who goes to alcohol. They're
okay.
they're feeling sad. They don't want to sit in their feelings, so they go and either fuck, drink, smoke, gamble, watch addictive porn.
You don't think
addictive porn.
Is that a tag?
I want to know.
There's black.
I know
there's cum job.
What
and then there's
addictive porn. Is it
what
people fucking
know
cum job? Cigarettes
oh, you don't watch the same porn I do. Okay,
the
all right.
Fuck
you're
that? What kind of porn do you watch?
Cum job porn.
What the fuck is that?
All right, what
is
that?
What
is cum job porn?
Cum job porn.
Never saw cum job porn.
What?
Cum job?
No, I just
cum job.
It sounds like two things that you put together.
Cum job porn.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys don't know, I have no place explaining to you.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
explain
you
it.
Do.
It's going to be so fun.
Cum job. What the fuck?
It's like, you know, like, cum job porn is like, it's like, it's an umbrella term for like casting couch and like.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not a crazy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There's a job
it's
involved.
Not,
right.
It's
cum
not
job.
Like
I am,
yeah.
okay.
Japanese tentacle porn.
No, no. It's not cum job. It's
pterodactyl
like cum job porn.
Cum
yeah.
job always it, also sounds like a. Like an Indian kid.
What the fuck was that? Cum job?
That's it.
Cum job.
Cum job. Okay.
You say it quick enough.
Cum job. That's the name of a Hindu god, I'll have you know. Okay. Uncool. Cum job.
Cum job.
You can say anything like that and it would sound like an Indian name.
That's
yeah.
true.
Cum job is actually yeah. an Indian deity. And
the god
he represents
of,
strength,
of
fertility.
Leopard prince. That's the,
it's exactly.
The Hindu goddess of
exactly.
leopard prince. Yeah.
There you go.
Nobody prays her anymore. It's weird.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We're back!
Yay!
And no Dang. One's going to know why that
I
was
know.
So funny.
Man, that was a long commercial break.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck are we talking about? I don't
we
even know where we're
this
going.
Is all, this is like, isn't this, can you imagine this is a road trip? And I had never hung out with the two of them like that. And
at the same time.
At oh, the yeah. same time, yeah.
It's
well, I
energy.
Never really hung out with Usama. You and I had like done tarot readings.
Yeah.
So it was like we got in the car and then 20 minutes I shat on her like 18 times. I thought you were like also gonna shit on me.
The first so 15 I was minutes like, of the car ride, right. Osama is just giving Kate Wolf the business.
You're
and Kate's
old,
just sitting there
dead.
Like, all right,
old,
I TikTok, don't fucking
TikTok.
Know this guy.
But I thought she was gonna come back at me with some flair too. But all she did was like, hey, stop, hey, yeah. hey. And I'm like, wait, this is not as fun as
I was having a great time.
But eventually.
Because you knew what was going to happen.
No. But eventually, at first I was kind of like, what's happening? Hey. And then after like an hour, we were kind of like, Usama, shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
You virgin.
But that was possible. But it was like fun, you know. Like,
it was a great time.
It was actually. It was one of the most fun times.
I've had so much poos, E. All right, poos. So much poos. Oh my god, you don't even know.
I guess that's like my favorite diss ever.
You fucking virgin. It works.
Calling people virgins who are above the age of like.
28.
People who are clearly have had sex before calling them a virgin is hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's kind of like when a girl tells another girl to suck their dick. That's
right. Thing. Oh, I love that. I also like when a guy who's not gay call him faggot. Hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Right, Miss Kate Wolf.
Not a fan of that word. You're just really testing me today. All these words coming out of these mouths. Whatever.
You hide behind a redneck accent when you're being uncomfortable.
She got uncomfortable and immediately
Man, this
went
is,
back.
This is really kind of...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
It just keeps getting hotter and hotter in this world, huh? Wow.
Y'all didn't like my shawl, so I guess it's Auntie Kate in tank top season.
Oh, my God. You know who calls me a faggot a lot?
What, me?
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phil, that's not... Are you okay?
It's just being factual. No, your mom's awesome. Your mom's
she's hilarious.
She's so
funny. That's why.
Like, oh, okay.
But it's so sweet. It's like as if he was like serving him cookies. You know, come here, little faggot.
Like, yeah, it's it's not like that. It'll be me being an asshole, and she'll be like, stop being a faggot. And I'll be like, you saying that is going to make me not being an asshole, because that was awesome.
Say it one more time, because I think she might melt if you say
I just started going somewhere else. I started fantasizing about another thing. I was just
Kate
like,
Kate immediately
went,
wow, I hate his fucking mom. All right, let's go.
I don't hate anyone's mom. I'm fine. I'm safe. Can I tell you a funny, cute story Shane said yesterday?
Okay. Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Please let it relate to faggots. I'd love that.
It definitely doesn't. I'm trying to quickly take a turn to another topic.
So this kid called him a faggot on the playground.
Phil?
And then Shane beat that kid up.
Oh, my
Phil.
God.
I got
your
back.
Faggot.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Faggot.
Sorry. You're done.
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm done.
You're in
Cut
time
the mic.
Out.
Yeah. Cut the mic.
Cut the virgin's mic. Okay.
All right, what did the fucking kid say?
I think he actually cut your mic.
So.
I was
okay.
So offended.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, go.
So.
What happened to Shane?
I was driving Shane in the car. And I was like, how much homework do you have? And he's looking through his book bag and he's like, oh no, I left my homework at school, which he does a decent amount. And I was like, oh, Shane. And he's like starting getting all sad. And he's like, I do this all the time. And I was like, you know, it's not a big deal. Who cares? It's just homework. And then I said to him, you know, you sit at a desk for 7 hours a day. You shouldn't have to come home and sit for another 2 hours doing homework.
So I wish my mom
and he
was
goes,
that was so cool. Yeah, my mom would beat me.
Yeah.
3 hours of homework.
My mom would beat me and call me a faggot.
Stop
you
it,
too?
Phil!
You too?
Phil?
Oh,
no.
shit.
Anyway, let me finish the story.
Okay.
That was perfect. Anyway.
So, Shane goes, it's 6 hours. I sit at a desk for 6 hours, and I counted on my hands. I go, oh, it's more like 6.5. And then I looked at him, and I go, how do you know how long you're in school for? And he goes, Mom, when you have to sit in a desk for 6.5 hours a day, you start to count the time. And I was like, you are the coolest kid in the world. And that's how you parent. You don't call your kid.
Oh! Oh,
Kate said it.
Whoa, you
she
said
whispered
it,
it.
Hey, can you raise the volume on that?
Yeah,
yeah,
we
can
put
it
post production.
Post,
yeah.
Post.
First of all, words. Hold on.
Reverb.
Hold on a second. Let me say something, though.
Yes.
Okay? Words are very important. They carry energy and they can hurt people.
Yes.
So I try. It's not that, maybe you'd say I'm overly PC, but yes, words are just words. We're the ones that give them power. But yes. At the same time, words can have power. They can hurt people. Sure. And I do try to be mindful of what I say, the energy I put out, even when it's not like a specific word. Okay. I'm sensitive. If I'm telling a joke on stage that is even negative or self-deprecating to myself, I start going, you know what? I don't want to keep saying this. It's putting myself down. It's negative energy.
I see. My thing is, like, people are like, oh, if you say faggot, then someone, if someone's gay, he hears that word. Just the word, it'll remind him of all the shit that he went through. But sometimes your grandma died while baking apple pie. And when someone says apple pie, you go back to your dead grandma. So it's the same thing. If we hold back the faggot, then we hold back
every
other...
Can you stop? We get it. Sorry. We get the word.
Sorry.
Why does it even bother you?
I know.
He's like
know.
Not even saying it in like a...
I know. I'm just saying.
I know. I have... Maybe I'm being overly PC.
Yes.
You know what? No rules. I surrender.
Yeah, what if
you do what
down
you need
what
to
I
do?
Say? He was saying it 8 times, and you're like, Phil.
That's
and
not
I
true.
Say it once.
That's not
and
true.
And you're like, you know what? Party's over.
No, okay. Phil, I was not happy when Phil
you
was doing
she
it.
Wasn't,
you see the
she wasn't.
Dead emotion?
Really.
No, I was not happy when Phil was doing it. Absolutely not. You're wrong.
I think we should get off this topic.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
maybe
I don't want to piss Kate
maybe you're
off.
Right, maybe you're right.
And I
but
say
you are right. You actually are right.
All the words.
Actually, you've been right the entire time. You're right.
I say all the words.
I know you do.
I agree with I agree with both of you on that. Because like me, like when I was younger, I used to say like faggot and right. like retard and shit like
Joe.
That all the time.
She's so, right there.
So, but like now, like I try not to say it because I can understand how it could bother some people. But at the same time, like if... someone says it in a way where they're even explaining something. Like I've said it in one of my like videos or whatever.
Yeah.
I've said the
yeah.
word and like, but I'm not using it in a way that people are whatever.
That so, becomes Brave New World type shit where you can't say anything because it's some sort of like.
No,
you know?
I agree.
There's
so
two extremes,
no,
right?
There is a balance because you don't want to get to a point where you're PC.
Don't
police.
Say the word. It's like Voldemort. Right.
No,
say
right,
fucking
right.
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
you
guess.
Know what?
Listen, especially on the podcast, I never know. I don't ever want to purposely hurt
okay,
someone.
Yeah, yeah,
so
okay.
If we have like a bunch of listeners where that does hurt them or affect them, I just, if it's not necessary, I'm like, why continue to throw the word out there when there are other ways of expressing yourself that might not be hurtful? But at the same time, I do think that, you know, well, same, okay, let's take the word retarded, which
okay.
means,
oh,
okay.
Usama,
okay.
can you
let's
shut
take
the
word
up
retarded.
For a second?
Oh my.
Let's
take the word
Usama,
retarded.
Shut up. Suppose you take the word. See, this is what happened in the car ride. I think I gave him 20 minutes, and then I was like, shut up.
Hey,
take the word retarded, which literally means slow, right? So
is that,
to retard something,
yeah.
it's to slow it down.
Ah.
So.
That was you trying to sound smart. Ah.
She just had to retard
oh,
that
I
for
see.
You.
He's a retard. Anyway.
So. Yeah. That,
Usama just called
that
me retarded.
People start using just stop.
I called you a retard.
People yeah. started using the word retarded because before imbecile and idiot was more offensive. And then you say, okay, now we're gonna call people retarded, and then that becomes offensive.
Right,
and then
right.
they choose another word like special, and now calling someone special is offensive. So ultimately you can keep changing the word, but the meaning you can't change. It's a concept, it's there. I get that. Still, even with that being said, I try to keep in mind people's feelings, okay. but you don't want to start stepping on like what do you call it?
I but
eggshells.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Unless I'm going like to someone like in their face, like you're a faggot. You know what I mean? Then like I can understand. We'd be like, dude,
why'd you
don't
point
say
me,
that.
Bro?
You know what I mean? Why'd you point
that joke? That word like, made me laugh every time it's been said so far. Like someone says, that, I'm like,
no, but like if so, like I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Are we gonna talk about?
I'm just taking a fucking break over here.
And I'm jumping in it. Like, yeah. I'm just
going to lay down right now.
So would you date a girl who's smarter than you?
Wow. You retarded that question, right? No? Shit.
Yeah, no, you used it right. Well, I'm proud of you.
Did he, though?
Very proud.
I don't know if he did. Is retard a verb? Can it be?
I retarded...
So my ex-husband...
You're not ready for the use this word yet. You're not ready for this. Anyway, sorry.
My ex-husband is now dating a neurosurgeon.
Oh, fuck.
So he's dating a girl who okay. is smarter than him, and he loves it.
Okay.
I feel like he's, like, turned on by it.
Yeah.
You know?
That sucks.
But then some guys date girls who are either smarter or more powerful or more confident, and then they slowly want to break them down to feel more powerful than them.
Yeah, yeah. I can
you know what the... I was just thinking about it. Like, I don't know if I would date a girl who was smarter than me. I don't know if I wouldn't date a girl who was smarter than me. Like, I don't know. That kind of sounds weird.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, like, I definitely wouldn't want to date someone who I was like, you're clearly dumber than I am.
Oh,
like,
really?
I just wouldn't. Okay. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You can't have conversations with them. They're like, what do you mean?
But you'd fuck them, though, right? Would you fuck them? Would you fuck her?
Yep. If they were hot.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Exactly. Oh, there boom. You go. Boom. He's a dude. No. Joe,
he's a guy.
He's a guy.
When I choose to date someone. That's not even a good excuse. Whatever. When I choose to date someone, I really want to be stimulated in many ways. Intellectually, emotionally, I want to laugh
vaginally.
A shitload with them. Definitely vaginally. Definitely clitorally.
That's what hairs are for, you know?
But no, but I need to be stimulated. But here's the thing.
But.
Guys!
But.
Come job.
Rim job.
No! Nice. Okay.
Sorry, Kate. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway. No, it's my problem. I'm trying to control it.
Yeah, I feel like you're a teacher and we're just fucking around.
No, I know. And it's just. Exactly. So this is my fault. This is. Okay. Yeah, I need to just surrender to this chaotic situation.
Yeah. All right, but rim jobs. Yay or nay?
Sure. It's anal? Not my favorite. I'd rather have someone lick my vagina than my ass.
Okay, yeah, same here. Same
well,
here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, my vagina over my ass for sure. For sure.
Anyway. What I was saying was, in terms of the smarter, not smarter, I have dated dudes who are very smart. Can you guys stop? You are killing me.
I don't even know why I'm laughing.
I know.
I don't even know. All I'm hearing is rim job in my head over and over again. Rim job, rim job, rim job, rim job. Okay.
So fun.
Okay.
Thank you for answering honestly.
Yeah. Okay. Expect it. Auntie Kate's losing it. She has one layer left and she's fanning herself. Uh oh.
Auntie Kate's boobs are going to come out.
Sorry, yeah.
I've dated men who are quote unquote smarter in one area. So they can be intellectually smarter. I dated a neuroscientist who was brilliant, but I felt like I was able to stimulate him in other ways, not with his dick or rim jobs. But you know what I mean? I feel like I have a high emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like as long as you're being stimulated in some way, you're laughing a lot, you're making each other think in new ways, explore new things, I think that's what really matters. If you're with a girl who's just boring the shit out of you, I don't know what to tell you.
Speaking of exploring new things, is it gay for guys to get rim jobs? If it's by a girl.
I did that a lot.
There's gay elements to that. There's gay elements, but I wouldn't say it's gay.
All right.
Yeah. It's gay-ish, for sure.
I have a theory that a guy who wants to get his ass eaten a lot.
I just feel like the position, like the throwing the legs up is just,
and it's spreading
you look like
your
you're
cheeks.
About to get fucking
it's a
nailed.
Gay.
Well, here's my theory. Yeah. I think a guy who wants that a lot is actually wanting to get more in touch with his own feminine side and is having trouble, and it makes them feel more feminine. No, it's not gay. Why? Why is this happening?
Gay.
I do feel like I'm teaching middle school again.
Anyway.
All right, because I was thinking about it, but I'm not thinking about it. I'm not going to do it.
Wait, what do you mean you were thinking about it? Huh? Like you were considering getting your ass eaten?
Nah, what?
Yeah. Who said that?
I can see Phil in a room alone just trying to, like, come on, boy. Like,
or just staring himself in the mirror like, should I do this?
Should I do
that? I don't know.
It's actually, I have a dog, so.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
It's happening.
I got a little bit of peanut butter on my asshole.
Where did you go?
Dog come in.
That's where I was going with it, but I don't have a dog, so it doesn't matter. I do have a dog, but he's in California.
How many guys is this guy going to tell?
Long distance relationship?
Yeah. I miss my dog.
Do you ever fuck your dog?
Huh? No. What?
Okay.
So you got to ask people that.
That's true.
There's too many people with fucking dogs.
You know how many people you know have dogs? You think at least one of them hasn't fucked their dog?
I think at least one of them had him like, let me see what it feels like to get licked.
Yeah, cottage cheese on the balls.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Cottage cheese on the balls. I guess we now know who that person is.
I guarantee one person here has.
You know the metaphor. When the metaphor is too specific. But you look at his face. Doesn't he look like a guy who would be into that shit?
He's like, no, I bet. Someone.
I would put a lot of money on that.
25% chance or something.
I can tell you right now, it wouldn't be me or him.
Why not?
Why not? You don't know.
I can tell, Joe.
Listen, I'm a virgin.
On.
I'm a virgin. So there's only one guy left.
That's why it might be you. You couldn't get any pussy, so.
Oh, you got
some dog.
All right. Okay. All right. No.
I could see you, and then you cried afterwards too, because you had such
during.
A connection.
I cried before and during. I'm a pretty emotional guy.
Did you do it in the bathtub or?
I No, why are we playing this game?
why did you think about it?
Where did I do that?
He goes, wait, hold on. No, this didn't happen.
Yo.
This is more offensive than the F word, okay?
Has this podcast ever derailed to people fucking dogs like this ever before?
Yes.
People actually fuck dogs.
I'd say about 60% of the time.
We derail. But now this was a different kind of derailment where suddenly I became into a teacher being like, guys, no!
That's because when it's just you talking, for some reason we cannot hold
it. I know. There's something about the tone.
Because I'm trying to actually say something of purpose and meaning and depth.
There you go again.
And every time you say email, it's funny. Let's go right to the email.
This is amazing because this is where you can be as stupid as possible and you don't have detention afterwards. So it's like, we know there's no repercussions to this. So.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Kate is so pissed off.
What are you doing?
We're never coming back.
I know.
I love you guys. You can come back.
Kate's anger level is directly relates to how many voices she does in a minute. So like, how many different voices she does. That's how
that
shows.
So the southern redhead,
and then the
goofy, just heard the goofy,
right? Eventually, it's gonna
be the teacher, all right,
which is her, yeah. And then it's gonna be the banshee, which is the final stage where everyone dies,
flips the table over.
we're almost at, almost. I can feel it.
But this is why we called that trip Auntie Kate's threesome because this was the dynamic that immediately. Phil, of course, was in the front with me.
Yeah.
This guy was in the shaft
from the back. Getting laid and shit.
You didn't get laid.
So many times, though. You're that waitress at the Mexican restaurant?
Mexican. Oh, we did have some good Mexican food.
Oh, that was so great.
Yo,
we got great Mexican food.
I had Mexican food last night. It was a new place I tried for the first time.
Yo, New York doesn't have good Mexican food.
Yo, La Casita in Harlem.
Okay.
Shit was the truth.
All right, really?
So real.
Okay.
The only thing that's wrong with it is the beans. They're not refried beans. You know what's weird about New York is it's very like people out here don't believe in Rosarita. Like there's no refried beans.
Yeah.
It's all pinto and black beans.
Texas and California, badass Mexican food all day.
Yeah, they have refried beans.
Because they have Mexicans there. Yes. There's no Mexicans here.
There is.
There was.
Don't quote me on that. But I just took it out of my ass.
Not one Mexican.
Right. Oh god.
There was Mexicans, but they left when Donald Trump started running for office.
Dude,
they took the Rosarita.
Oh, you're bringing it back. Bringing it back. Circular themes. Mm. You guys go for themes in your podcast? Like themes?
We try. But right. Sometimes there are no themes. Okay. It's just all over the place.
Trump. I am scared of him. You asked me that in the beginning. I'm pretty scared.
I would be very frightened if he became president.
If he got elected, would I get in trouble for wanting somebody to assassinate him?
I don't think you should say that.
No.
Shouldn't say that. All
right. This is limited release, right?
You know what's funny, though? I was going to try this joke, but it's like such a touchy subject to talk about.
I think we do need an assassination, though. Like, I think it would be good for the people.
You know? Who?
Wait,
just
what?
No one's safe, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Everyone chill the fuck out.
Even if it's a good guy. Just
a good guy. Doesn't matter.
Well, you know, it's illegal to even say, you know, that you would kill a president. It's illegal. You can get arrested immediately.
Treason.
And I think that's so interesting that you can say, I want to kill myself. And everyone's like, well, that's fine to say. But to kill the president, like, you don't know the president. How's that?
I get it. But the president does more things on a daily basis than some, you know.
So wait, what was the touchy subject right there? Was
it suicide?
I was right at the cliff. And I was like, oops, take a step back.
Let me just hit reverse.
Ooh, thank you, buddy. You gave me a look. I could feel it. I was like,
maybe wait, not finish that
What's
sentence.
What's that safe word? We need a safe word where I'm going too far. Like cherries. And when you say cherries, I just stop.
Okay. Cherries.
Okay.
That sentence was headed. I'm telling you.
Cherries. Okay, got you. Okay.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Sorry, Kate.
I'm back.
No, it's okay. You know what?
I asked the artist. I don't
have anything good to say today anyway. So I'm going to go fuck myself.
Don't kill yourself.
Thank you, Phil.
I'm back in it with you. I'm back in it. I've
that
got your back.
Was like,
look,
why don't you kill yourself, Phil?
I'm your friend. I'm here.
No, I love Phil and I have each other's back.
That's true.
Okay? Joe and I have each other's back.
Whoa. I do, but it's in a much more aggressive way.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Usama, listen, I got your back. Okay, buddy? So just... But
likewise.
Man.
Likewise.
But man, you gotta chill the fuck out.
But you know I'm chill. But you know, it's just...
I would not ever use the word chill to describe your personality.
I wouldn't
use it to describe mine.
I'm totes chill.
Totes chill.
Totes. Okay, well, we're gonna start to wrap this podcast up.
I wanna fight.
Usama, I wanna fight.
You're welcome. You're welcome for creating.
Would you like to leave on a before yeah. we say you know where we can find each other? Would you like to do another little beatbox of yours?
Okay, okay.
A sick beat.
Why are we doing
just
that?
A quick one? He's good. He's talented.
No, but like let him do it in the subway. Let him bother all those people.
No, come on, you got this. Come on.
You guys broke me. You broke me, Phil.
It's about
you have
time.
Your front. You fucking
see, they did. Oh,
oh, what? Hey,
yes.
Auntie Kate is a fuck. Just kidding.
Thank you.
All right.
That was great.
Okay, cool.
Was that like an hour?
I wish I had a talent.
I know.
It was
drinking was a talent.
It's
buddy.
Just yeah. No, I'm saying. It's like Usama, do that cool beatbox.
Yeah,
thing,
I know.
And then it's that, like that, Phil, that erases, you just keep sitting there.
It like erases all the bad juju I created over the hour. It's like, I'll just beatbox this off in a second.
Hilarious.
Well, Phil, you learned what the word retarded means today.
That's good.
I always just thought, think what?
Wait, today? Can I tell you something? No, walking here, Joe and I were walking here together, and he said, what did you say to me? I hate
the things Blacks. You say.
He goes, I hate the things you say. It was the funniest
She was
shit.
Giving me the whole, I think I'm a dragon goddess yeah. fire something. And I let that go. And then we got to the corner and you said some wild, she asked me about this and I was like, I don't know, my girlfriend got it for me. I don't know what it symbolizes. Yeah. And she goes, you're being in touch with the god of whatever the fuck she said. And I was like, I hate the things you say. I just hate them.
That should be the name of this podcast. I feel like
I hate the things you say.
That's hilarious.
All right.
I had a question.
Yes.
What do you think is a more touchy subject, though? Suicide or killing the president?
Killing the president.
No,
suicide for
suicide.
Sure,
100%.
Huh. Only I guess I was wrong
because no one talks about killing the president.
Fight
that much.
For
okay,
your
that's
just give up.
That's solved. She doesn't have her independent woman shawl on. You know,
Phil. No.
That gives her
no,
powers.
Wait, Phil. Just he helped give me the fire to fight my opinion.
You honestly think it's the president?
Yeah, because you can, if you even say it, you can literally go right to jail.
But who the fuck says it? No one.
Because you can't even
joke
about it.
That's not true. I didn't even fucking know that. I've never heard anyone say, you know, I'm really thinking about killing the president today. Who gives a shit?
It's not a thing. It might have more stakes, but as a touchy subject in society.
I don't know.
No,
I feel like a lot of people say things like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm so miserable. And people are like, ha, you know, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, I get it. I guess they're both.
Who would say, I'm going to kill the president? And like, they believed him enough to be like, right. I'm going to call the fucking FBI right now.
Yeah. Jack is a little unstable right now.
I heard him mention the president.
Yeah. Who cares?
I'm going to call 911 and be like, this guy, Usama, who's Muslim.
This is going to be.
That's too classic a story.
Who's Muslim?
I've heard enough. Psychedelic.
Usama's Muslim? Oh, you're fucking blowing my mind.
Right. It's a guy named Usama. He's Muslim. Say no more.
Very redundant. You didn't need to say that. Thank you.
I'm like really afraid this is going to be the last episode of this podcast.
I know. But what a swan song, huh?
Absolutely.
What a swan song.
Absolutely.
Okay, Phil, where can they find you?
Oh, man.
Twitter?
No.
Facebook?
Some alley
Instagram.
Somewhere.
There's a bridge.
Alley on 21st Street. Yeah.
There's a bridge.
There's this bridge I sleep under. I think it's George Washington Bridge. It's in the Bronx or Harlem. It's up there. I sleep under there.
It's a nice.
So you don't want to plug anything.
I need to plug my phone in.
Oh, come my on, God. Buddy.
Yeah, no.
Comic.
No, I'm not.
When did you become
I'm
pun guy?
Ugh, this is me damn. Giving up.
That's you not drinking. Have... You not drinking is just a guy who does puns. Oh, my God, Phil.
That's true. All right. I guess more than... They can't find me at Stand Up New York. I know that. I'm just going to go over the places where I'm not performing.
No, just...
I'm go we don't have 30 minutes.
God damn it, Phil. I'll find where you're on
Instagram.
I'll be
at Caroline's on the 30th.
Oh, shit.
On Pat Dixon's report. Pat Dixon's show.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff at New York Comedy Club.
Love it.
You can find
me. You're Phil from Chico on Instagram.
Yeah, Phil from Chico.
And what are you on Twitter?
Phil from Chico.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Thank you.
You get it. You're branding yourself. God damn it.
I don't tweet.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think of myself enough to express opinions on most things.
You just wait a couple of weeks and say the N-word on a status.
Exactly.
And you just wait another couple of weeks and say the N-word on a status.
That's true.
Yeah, I should think.
Osama.
Anyway, well, I got so. You can find me on Twitter at usamabinlaughin.com.
Damn it.
No, I love it. It's going to be my thing until I die, I think.
Is it actually your fucking
thing? Yeah,
oh, no, bro, you want to search that shit?
Yeah, it is.
Usama bin Laughin. That should be my actual stage name when I first started out. Oh, my God. And you can find me on a website. Can I plug myself, guys?
Yes.
www.usamastandsup.com.
You have the worst names.
I agree.
My mom gave me Usama stands up.com.
That's really corny, Tinder. But
you can find Usama on Tinder.
The Kate,
Kate
Wolf.
Is a wolf. Oh, the Kate Wolf. What are you, God now? Oh, geez. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm lashing
a fiery
out.
Dragon queen. Actually,
fierydragonqueen.com. You can find me at the Pit tonight. Actually, it's just not releasing.
No. Oh. You guys are the worst.
Sorry, okay, wait. Pit presents tonight, 8 o'clock. I'm at 25 Cleveland Place tomorrow.
No, this isn't coming out
I'm
for
in
like
Saratoga Springs.
You're done.
The next day. I just want to
Usama,
impress you.
Phil, I can't wait to have you
Joe.
Back on the podcast.
I can't wait to be back.
I'm on a different podcast on Saturday. I'm hosting a cool show at Bunga's Den.
You are. No, you're done. And,
dinner with my mom on Saturday.
No,
me and Joe are going to hang out pretty soon, buy some undershirts, some undershirt shopping. Let's see.
Usama, what are we doing after this?
No, talk about it later.
I'm gonna hang out with you. I'm gonna go to the mic.
The mic?
New York Comedy Club.
Let's okay,
drink.
Joe. Right,
do you want a drink?
I'll drink
shut
after this club.
Up.
Let's do it.
Joe.
Okay. Joe, what are you doing tonight?
If you guys want to find me on Twitter, at Joe Santagato.
You okay. guys can follow me at the Kate Wolf if you want a tarot. No, just shut up.
Hey,
if you want a tarot card reading.
Shut up.
If you
shut up. Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up. Right in if 5, 4, 3, 2, shutting up in 1. And...
If you want a tarot card reading, it's $30 for 30 minutes, although the price might be going up. You're an asshole.
She's also an asshole. He's also an asshole.
I didn't call anybody anything. I was
My
talking
email
to Usama.
Is kwolf27@gmail.com.
Who's kwolf26?
You guys have been lovely. Bye.
Bye.